ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज द फिलोसोफर्स स्टोन ऑफ एंथुसियाज्म इन ब्राह्मिन लाइफ। सो व्हाट इज फिलोसोफर्स स्टोन? ऑल ऑफ अस वी नो अबाउट द फिलोसोफर्स स्टोन। इन संस्कृत इट इज कॉल्ड एज चिंतामणि एंड इन हिंदी इट इज नोन एज पारस पत्थर। सो वी ऑल हर्ड द स्टोरीज अबाउट इट, बट व्हाट इज दैट? इट्स स्पेशलिटी इज it is an alchemical substance. When we touch any metal to it, it is having the capacity to transform that metal into gold. No? But in fact, even the many scientists also search for it. They tried to mix the chemicals and they wanted to some components. And they wanted to create such kind of thing to which we can touch that metal and it should be turned into gold. But it was not possible for them. They didn't get any success in it. In Hinduism also there is a concept of this Chintamani or this philosopher's stone. But in fact it is not available anywhere. It is not in existence. So it is only a myth. So there is a story, one boy was there. His mother has given him the philosopher's stone. He touch everything and it turns into gold. But he keep on asking the people, do you know about the philosopher's stone? Do you know about the philosopher's stone? And nobody gives him answer. Everybody says we don't know anything about it. We only know that when we touch any metal to it, it turns into gold. But we don't know about it. We haven't seen it. But that boy never told anyone what is that philosopher's stone, that he is having that stone. So one day he again asked the one person that what do you know about philosopher's stone? So that person said that yes, I know about it. Then he asked, what is that? Then he showed his hands to him. Then he said that this is philosopher's stone. He said, how? Then he said that I did so much hard work through it, and from this hard work I erected such big building of such big building. So this is whatever success, building of success, whatever success I got, this is because of this my hand. So I did a lot of hard work through these hands only. So this is philosopher's stone for me. Then he got shocked to hear this thing, and then he turns. Then his mind turns, and then he left that philosopher's stone, and he started doing work. So what is enthusiasm? So enthusiasm, we all know, it is eagerness. Eagerness, zeal. Sorry. To do it. So why it is necessary? Enthusiasm is necessary in our life. Everybody in whose life there is no enthusiasm, he cannot make any progress in his life. If we want to go ahead, if we want to do progress in our life, we need enthusiasm. Yeah, it is like dead. If there is no enthusiasm, the person is like dead. And enthusiasm works like an oxygen. It works like, sorry? Like a wing, enthusiasm works like a wing in our life. It is oxygen. Without the, or we can say it is a breath. If there is no breath in our life, we can't survive. So enthusiasm is needed for our life, to make progress, to go ahead for our life. It is an elixir for our life. So what people do for enthusiasm? What you do to bring enthusiasm in our life? Outside people, worldly people, what they do? Again, next. In Baba says in Murli that people celebrate the festival to bring enthusiasm and happiness in their life. They celebrate utsaha to come in utsaha. So utsaha and utsav. So they celebrate festivals to so that the So that enthusiasm should be there. Just like in India, we all celebrate Diwali. In all corners of India, everybody celebrates Diwali. It may be of through 5 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, whatever. But everybody celebrates it. So it brings in enthusiasm. We all know what is the atmosphere at that time. Everybody is very happy. Everybody gives gifts to others. They give sweets to others, and all are very happy that time. All the atmosphere is very nice that time. In the same way, some states celebrate some special festivals, like in Maharashtra, Ganesha festival is there. For that 10 days, all over there is a very nice atmosphere in that state. Or in Navratra, we see in Gujarat and West Bengal, everybody is very happy. All are very enthusiastic and zealous because of that festival. So this festival brings them into enthusiasm. So, but Baba says, what you have to do? Create in a mind all these lively effects. Okay. Brahmin life is, so we are coming to that. So, how enthusiasm works in Brahmin life? So enthusiasm, just like enthusiasm is, zeal and enthusiasm are the two wings of our Brahmin life. Baba always says that is, if these wings are weak, then we cannot move forward in our life. Just like the sparrow or any bird, if they don't, their wings have become weakened, they can't fly. If their wings are powerful, they fly in the sky so high. And we also feel very nice to see them. And if their when their wings become weak, they stay on the earth. They have to stay on the earth, and they become very sad. They cannot get their food also. So if in this Brahmin life, if we doesn't have any zeal and enthusiasm in our life, then we cannot move forward. We cannot do any purusharth. So Baba says, you are the pillars, and you are the pillars and foundation of the new world. And in new world, there is full of enthusiasm. Nobody is depressed, disheartened over there. All are very enthusiastic there. So for to imbibe that sanskar of enthusiasm, we need that sanskar there. So for that, we have to imbibe that sanskar here in on the confluence edge. But to remain in enthusiasm doesn't mean that we have to celebrate every day for picnic and parties and all gatherings. Not. We have to be in company of the Father, the ocean of enthusiasm. So it will bring enthusiasm in our life. Then why sometimes we see that our enthusiasm gets down? What are the reasons? Waste thoughts. Again, next. We don't do. Yeah, knowledge and yoga are the two wings of. So, knowledge and yoga is the foundation and two wings of, are the strongest wing of this Brahmin life. But what happens? We become, while doing all these things, sometimes we become bored. You know? The same time, if same type yoga you are doing, if you are going to Murli every day and listen the Murli and come out, then we will get bored. We will say that what is this? Baba is repeating the same things from last so many years, and what is the need to go to center? We can read here in our home also. In the same way, nowadays new Maya has come for all, that Baba's program, Agat Baba Milan program, is shown on Peace of Mind channel. So many people think, what's the need to go to Madhuban? If we want to go to Madhuban, we have to, we need a vacation for that, we have to spend money, and that traveling problem and all that. So they say it is better to stay at our home and to watch the Baba's program with comfortably. So they don't want to come on to Madhuban. And means it becomes that their enthusiasm has gone down. And secondly also, while reading Murli also, they say so that it is better to read the Murli in our home. So it is good. And they give very good thing, and they say very nice thing that to read Murli on ourselves, it is better to listen from others. So they give the excuse for not going to centers. So they get bored also. And for yoga also, if we are doing in the same type of yoga, we get bored. Just to consider ourselves soul and go to Paramdham and see Baba. Every day we don't get that much, we can't feel that much experience. We can't have that experience there in Paramdham every day. So here we have discussed about the Murli, 80 types of Murli churning, Murli reading methods, and many types of yoga method, many types of drills, either in Paramdham or Sukshmavatan, subtle world. Many types of drills also are there. So it brings newness and enthusiasm in us. And next is watching others. When we come to Jnana, we feel very nice. We think everything is very positive here. We like the atmosphere, we like the family and everything. But after some time, when we are accustomed to all these things, then we will find, we find some weaknesses in others. Because all are Purusharthi. You know, all are Purusharthi, so everybody has some or other weakness. So, then we see that this person is ideal for me, and this person is having this kind of disqualification or weakness in him. So why should I, they become bored. They become familiar to weakness means? No, but taken for granted. So enthusiasm again gets down. So, but what Baba told us, Baba taught us that see father and follow father, or see father mother and follow father mother. Don't see the brothers and sisters, because all are effort makers, all are Purusharthi. Nobody is perfect here. If somebody is perfect, he won't live here. He has to leave this world. So watching others' weaknesses, then our weaknesses. Sometimes we find that when we come in Jnana, Maya becomes our strongest enemy. It becomes our strongest opponent. So whatever weakness we even don't no, we have that weaknesses, but we don't have its. They are in merged form. They are not emerged. Then Maya brings that kind of obstacles, that kind of problems in it, and that our sanskar comes out. And then some problems come from our family. Then problems come from our relatives, friends, and even from BK family. So if we don't have that much power, and then we become dull. All our enthusiasm gone down. And sometimes what happens if we come in Jnana and we left all the worldly things, then suddenly we get the loss in our business. Or suddenly some physical illness comes, bigger problem comes to us. Then we say we want to do so much Purusharth, and such kind of problems come because we come in Jnana. So these things brings down our enthusiasm down. So then how to bring that enthusiasm in our life, BK life? So first thing is reading good books. If we read good books, some inspirational books or motivational books, or some good autobiographies of the great personalities, it brings enthusiasm in our life. So one example is of one of the Indian cricketer, Yuvraj Singh. He was diagnosed for cancer, and that time he has to undergo that treatment and operation also. So that time what he did to keep his enthusiasm and as it is, or to increase it, he read one player, what is his name, Lance Armstrong. He is also a great player, and he made so many records in his life. So he read his autobiography. Lance Armstrong also having the same kind of cancer, and he overcome it. So he read all that all the time his autobiography, and remained enthusiastic. Then keeping good company. So Baba always say in Murli that Sangatare and Kusangapuri. If you keep or if you remain in good company, you will always make progress. And if you have bad company, you will always be degraded. Such as here, Sushil Bhai started this, two, three brothers or other, they started the small group here and they started reading Murli and all. So some brothers, though for some or other reason they left this class, but the other group has formed here. And everybody whosoever is here is, he is benefiting and making so much progress in his health, spiritual life. So good company is very much essential. So our enthusiasm remains. Then get healthy and listening music, good music. So if you do every day good exercise and you for some if we remain healthy, then our enthusiasm remains constant. And then we have to be we have to listen some music. So if Baba also says in Murli that if you feel depressed or disheartened, listen good music. So it will bring to you into enthusiasm. Then list the things to grateful. List you are grateful for things. So we are having the nature of complaining. We always complain for the atmosphere, for the people, for the whatever we have. We complain for these things. But we should see what things I have. The people, many people are there. They don't have. Such as we complain for food. So many people are there in the world, they don't have food to eat for single time. Or some other people who don't have shelter. If you complain for a room or room partners, whatever, they even don't have shelter. So once I read one story that the writer wrote his experience, that once he asked his mother for a pair of shoes. Then his mother said that we can't afford it, we don't have that much money. I will give you later. Then he argued with his mother and he went on. He left his house. But while walking, he saw that the person who is not having his legs, his handicap. Then he found he felt very bad and he immediately comes back to his home and says sorry to his mother. Say, mother, I am very sorry, and he apologizes to his mother. Then he understood what he is having, that even people doesn't have this. So be grateful whatever things you have. So it will also remains you or keeps you in enthusiasm. Then get organized and makes plan. So whatever you want to do, make a plan for it. Either for yoga or just like we just now discussed about Shaktishali Yog Bhatti. So you have to make plan for it and always be organized. If you want to do whatever work or what you want to achieve some goal, you have to be organized and make a good plan. If we don't have plan and you just think or to do one thing and you go on, then you can't get success. If you plan for it, then you will get success. Then creativity and newness. So creativity and newness is very much essential in our life so that we can remain enthusiastic. Such as here also we have so many things here. We have sometimes 2 days we have, 2-3 days we have Jwalamukhi, 2 days Mera Baba, 2 days Power of Thought. So it brings newness. If you go for whole the 4-5 days we have same thing, then we sometimes we think it's okay, what's the need to go, we will read it or we will listen it. So some different things we are getting. We have here the creativity, the spiritual activity. So it brings so much newness. Earlier it was different, now it was different, and next period it can be some different. So different ways are there to bring them enthusiastic. And even though we are getting this homework, you know, it brings so much creativity and newness. Because everybody has some different qualities. So we know that qualities and we get inspired from it. then we should be actual and punctual in and accurate. If we are doing whatever things we have to do, if we are punctual and do the things accurately, then what happens? We will get success, and that success, that award, that reward brings us into happy enthusiasm. So even whenever we get the awards, you know, or any certificate, we become very enthusiastic because we done that work very nicely and we get success in it. So it brings enthusiasm in us, and we again start to do the other work with more enthusiasm. Then appreciation. If this is for others, we should appreciate others. When we appreciate others, his or her enthusiasm increases. If he don't get any appreciation, then he feels that, oh, he gets disheartened, that I can't do anything, I am not good, I am not capable of doing anything. So he may get disheartened. So appreciate others. This appreciation brings them into appreciation brings them into enthusiasm. You know, here whatever we give our lecture or whatever do some spiritual activity, we make so many mistakes in it, but nobody criticizes here. So I only appreciates. So this appreciation brings us into enthusiasm. Otherwise, if directly somebody criticizes us that you can't do it, you know, sir is very perfect, and if he will say as per in his category nobody is here, so if he criticizes, then what will happen? Nobody can even dare to speak, you know. So nobody dare to speak, and nobody can make progress in his life. Here, because of this creative activities, we are forced here to do this. So sometimes we said, what is this? What is this burden? But this is bringing out our inner qualities. We are also unaware of this, our qualities, and this is bringing out our qualities. Somebody has to write poems, somebody has to write song. So if we don't have that qualities, if we don't possess, but we are developing, because we have to do that work, and because of that, we are developing it. And once we finish that work, we become enthusiastic. So when we appreciate others, the one who appreciates others, he gets lot of blessings from that person. So it is also very beneficial for us. So how enthusiasm proves as a philosopher's stone? In fact, enthusiasm is infectious. How it is infectious? Yeah, it can encourage others also. If someone is in enthusiasm, great zeal and enthusiasm, he is working with so much zeal and enthusiasm, others also get inspired from him and try to do that work. If I am not able to do that work, but if somebody is doing and he says, you can also do it, come with me. So we also think that I can do it. We see our mama, baba, so how they taught us. All the children, all were the small children, young children. They don't know anything about the worldly thing. They don't know the household work. They don't know anything that time. So, but Baba and Mama taught them. They started the work, and then the children gets enthusiastic, and they also started the work. Even in the when the Om Shanti Bhavan was constructing, that time Yagya was not financially well off. So that time to keep so many labors, it was not possible for Yagya. So what happened that time? Dadi Prakash Muraji, after Murlika class, she herself stand there and she passes the stones, and whatever the material is there, she passes through one to other. So all become very enthusiastic. When Dadi is doing, we also have to do that car seva. So all become very enthusiastic. So, and the work finish very easily. So nobody, if Dadi won't do and she only gives the directions that go and do that, then maybe that time the people feel low. Then Dadi is giving directions to us and she is ordering us and she is not doing anything. So Dadi herself started the work. In the same way, when Diamond Hall has to construct, that time Nadi said that this hall should be finished up to 31st December. Within 6 months, that hall was constructed. So the architect and the engineer said that it is not possible to construct such a big hall within 6 months. Nadi said, why not? When Nadi is saying, it must finish within 6 months. So then he said, Dadi, you have to come here every day. Dadi said, it's okay. I will come. Definitely I will come. So for that purpose, Dadi stayed down. And every day, after Murli class, Dadi used to go there. Dadi meet there. Dadi gives them truly and say some nice words for them, enthusiastic words. So they become very enthusiastic and they start the work with full of enthusiasm. And even in the evening also, Dadi used to go there and what work they have done. The Dadi used to appreciate them. Dadi again gives them toli. So for that toli, for that loving drishti of Dadi, for that loving words of Dadi, everybody works the whole day. Even they were ready to do the work at night also, and many they were doing duties in shift-wise duty. So all were very enthusiastic. Because of Dadi, that work, that such a big task, could finish within so small period. So in this way, this philosopher's this enthusiasm can be proved as philosopher's stone. Om Shanti.